Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Well, a lot going on, and I don't know where we should start, but maybe this is from Hal Turner. Urgent: Minnesota reportedly to enact statewide lockdown Thursday. Citizens in Minnesota are urged to immediately top off food, fuel, and medicine supplies. Insider info from the office of your governor alleges a new statewide lockdown order is coming on Thursday, going into effect Friday. The governor will allegedly blame a sudden spike in COVID-19 as the reason, but that does not seem valid. Something else seems to be afoot, and I would have every reason to believe this voter fraud, which now, according to everything I can find out, even though all mainstream media is poo-pooing it, and they have already elected Biden. They've even gone so far as to go to a government agency and try to force them to announce that Biden is the president. I mean, these communists know no boundaries, no boundaries at all. Welcome to the new America, folks. I don't know if it makes any difference, does it, Larry? As to what happens from now on. Looks like war anyway.
Yeah, it looks like, and there's another thing we ought to be concerned about too, and we can't really vet it, we can't prove it, but the rumors seem to indicate, Hal Turner also posted this, all American truckers have agreed to a nationwide trucking strike, which begins on November the 29th, 2020. It says, stop the communists. Truck strike nationwide. We reject communism and Biden rule. And so he's telling all of his insider readers, says prep until November the 29th. This is for real. And I sent you a poster, Stuart, of a breakdown of things that would begin to happen if they begin a nationwide shutdown. In other words, no trucks moving on the 29th, day one, day two, day three, et cetera. It could be very serious.
Oh, it's going to be extremely serious, not right away, but within a week or less. I've known some people in the grocery business, and they tell me that when you get a panic, once the local people figure out something's really gone wrong, the grocery store will be empty in 2 to 3 days, and that's at the outside, let alone all the fighting that'll go on when they pull this kind of stuff. Yeah, this is, we're heading into something that's really, really nasty. And I don't know, you know, you and I have been warning people for I don't know how long, so hopefully everybody listening has paid some attention to it and is stocked up for food for 2, 3, 4 months. This thing is going to get pretty wild. A lot of people, of course, can't afford it. And a lot of people haven't paid any attention, and they think all this thing is a joke, I guess. But it really isn't a joke. Now, what's interesting about this lockdown in Minnesota, this is going to spread all over the country. And this COVID thing, according to a Pfizer exec, is a fraud. In fact, we had a nurse come forward just a little bit ago. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me, but she said her hospital, which is overflowing, they reported, with COVID patients and can't take anymore, only has 4 people that COVID, and they're not even on the danger list. So I think what we're seeing is a total repeat of what we saw before, empty hospitals, but we're told they're overflowing. And this whole thing is a big scam. It's a Trojan horse. The communists are behind it, and this COVID thing is a communist coup. It's just one more part of a communist coup, and evidently the voting nationwide is also. Here are just a few headlines, Larry. All media outlets are pulling live voting total update feeds. Too many Americans are watching vote switching. Pennsylvania, at least 9,000 mail-in ballots received before they were even mailed out. I don't know how that happens. Georgia, 132,000 ballots in Fulton County have been identified, which are likely illegal ballots. Nevada, 600,000 ballots without voter signatures have been observed. We're in the middle of a gigantic, and I do mean gigantic, fraud perpetrated by the communists. Now, here's the problem. I'm not sure, even if Trump came forward with absolute proof, if the American people would believe it. What do you think, Larry? Where are we headed?
Well, I don't think it's too much of a stretch of the imagination to assume we're headed to a civil war. I absolutely don't believe. I think that the communists have moved forward so far that they absolutely cannot now stop. They have to go all the way or they're done.
Yeah. This is going to be very, very interesting because it depends on whether they can prove to the whether Trump can prove to the American people that he actually did win. Now, before we were on the show, you had said that Putin would not recognize Biden. What's the story on that as president, 46th president?
Well, interestingly, you know, the media in America and the world basically have already put Biden in office, and Biden is out there acting like he's in office. He's already working his presidential-elect powers and setting up his, you know, hierarchy, if you will. And this is really interesting because of the fact that all the world leaders, including Netanyahu, of all people, has embraced Biden and his administration and kind of thrown Trump into the trash bin of history. Now, ironically, suddenly, today, Putin refused to recognize a Biden presidential-elect victory. He just will not recognize him as president-elect. Oddly enough, now Mexico, the leader of Mexico and Brazil, have stepped up and said they do not recognize Biden. So we're beginning to see almost, Stuart, a division or a civil war worldwide in ruler against ruler.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff because there must be a reason why, and I'm guessing that Trump has proved. He said he has the proof. Now, of course, major media is not going to show anything. Fox News, of all people, traitors. I'm really, I classify Fox News as complete traitors because most of their audience was conservative. They pretended to be conservative. They lied to the people. They're not only not conservative, they've gone deep state, communist. They got rid of Judge Jeanine, I guess, and I think a whole bunch of other people are going to be following and leaving Fox News. Frankly, I hope Fox News goes bankrupt. They deserve it. CNN, bad enough, but CNN has always been out there. Nobody could question which side they were on, or MSNBC or the others. They were blatantly in your face, pro-liberal or communist. Fox News lied to the people. They deserve to go bankrupt. And I hope they do. I pray that they do for what they did to the American conservatives. Anyway, before we, this is only for 15 minutes, so we got to cover some news here. Helicopter shot down by Azerbaijan over Armenian territory, and guess what? It was a Soviet Russian military helicopter. Have you heard any more about what's going on there? I know Putin, in the last update, Russian military defense clarified that the Mi-24 helicopter was shot down from man pads over Armenia near the border. Two crew members died. One was evacuated. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered an emergency meeting of his national security military general staff. Now, remember, folks, there's a prophecy that Russia does go against Turkey and even takes Istanbul. So have you got the latest, any more on that, Larry?
Not at the moment. You know, that's the latest that you just gave out. However, information coming out of the Armenian Ministry of Defense indicate Turkey's moved Azerbaijan to also go into full gear and attack in that province next to Armenia. They've taken now the second largest city, and they're moving on against the capital, you know, of that region. I tell you, one thing, you know, of course, Hal Turner has insiders, and he does get good information a lot of times, but one of the interesting things he said was today he thinks Turkey has made a terrible miscalculation in the shooting down of that Russian helicopter.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's an act of war against Russia. I would think that Putin has to do something with it, whether he wants to or not. here's some more headlines. We've identified 450,000 ballots for miraculously only had a vote for Joe Biden. Huge breaking news. I think I said that one before. 132,000 ballots. Corrupt Dem party worker brags on Facebook. I work for Wayne County, Michigan. I threw out every Trump ballot I saw, tens of thousands of them, and so did all my coworkers. Thousands of GOP votes counted as Democrat, state party chief claims. USPS worker arrested at Canadian border with a bin of mail, undelivered ballots, probably all Trump. Ballot clerks in Wisconsin allegedly added witness statements to thousands of invalid ballots. On and on it goes. Folks, if we don't stand up, it doesn't matter whether Trump wins or Biden wins. If you're going to have this kind of election fraud, you've lost your country, which I believe we have anyway. But that's just my opinion. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I have to fall back on my assertion that this hadn't even been an election. This has only been a continuation of the coup since 2016. It's never stopped. It's a communist coup. And forget the election. We're in a coup.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to mention that suddenly today, Donald Trump fired Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, and appointed an individual by the name of Chris Miller from the National Terror Center into that position. And ironically, Stuart, right after that, William Barr has finally decided suddenly to announce that the DOJ will investigate voting irregularities.
Yeah, because he probably got called into the office and said, either you do it or you're fired. And I understand he's threatened to fire Ray of the FBI as well. Probably will, according to insiders. Anyway, just before we close, people have been emailing Larry about who wrote Darklight. I did. And if you want it, it's free. But you have to go, I think it's to the free side of the membership site. Anyway, but if people are wondering who wrote Darklight, I did, and I named it after Paul's statement, we see through a glass darkly. Anyway, and the challenge is, prove it wrong. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll have more on Wednesday, I'm sure. Things are moving very rapidly. Heads up, things can happen overnight quickly. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.